The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, and Robin Perry Braun. Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Hey.
Hola. Oh, my goodness. So I'm a little low energy today, but I feel good in spite of the fact that I had to put my little Zeusie boy to sleep just a couple of hours ago.
I'm so sorry.
And you know what? It's a beautiful thing, though, because I rescued him off the streets. He had a wonderful life
he
with
had a
me.
Great life.
He was my Zeusie boy. You
That's
know,
right.
He guarded my home for years, and that leaves an opening for another guard. You know, guard
That's
dog,
right.
best friend, wonderful pet, and you know, someone to love on. And he went to sleep in my arms with my. I know you're going to start crying. I might too, but he licked me right before he passed. Robin's over there trying not to cry. But that's what we're talking about today, though. And it's okay. It's good. It's about perspective. It's about love.
Right.
It's about living your life to the fullest.
Amen.
And
that's right.
Yeah, it is. And I could make it a bad thing, but I choose to make it a beautiful thing.
That's right.
And yeah, he was a great dog for many, many years.
And now he's guarding you from heaven.
Yeah, there you go. Well, and I still got four others, but
that's right.
But you know, a couple of nights ago too, we rescued two other dogs. Like two nights ago, my niece who's in town who rescues animals in Houston,
yeah.
As luck would have it, four dogs are going down the street. Okay. And
they're
she,
like, oh, there's those rescuers.
Yeah.
Let's go find
and
them.
Two of them were pregnant. Two of them were not. Two boys, two girls. Anyway, we found out it's a backyard breeder. And I don't know if they've got microchipped or not. Dr. Norris, who came to my home this morning to put down Zeus. And by the way, Dr. Jimmy Norris, he's been my vet ever since I came to Dallas. He's an amazing guy. If you have to put down an animal, he is like the best.
Where's his office out of?
It's on St. Francis and I-30.
Okay.
It's on the eastern corridor of Dallas.
Yeah.
But, you know, because the first Pizza Patron was on Jim Miller Road.
Oh, wow.
And, okay. Yeah. And so, yeah. A lot of memories, a lot of dogs. Used to pick up dogs every single night on Jim Miller Road and Lake June and that whole area down in the Pleasant Grove, not so Pleasant Grove as I like to call it, because I got robbed my first couple of times down there on Lake June. So,
yeah.
But yeah, and so Dr. Jimmy Norris, he just does it in such a beautiful way, you know, just amazing. And today was I think one of the largest dogs we've ever put down, because Zeus was a big boy. And but again, you know, I choose to see the beauty in it. And
Absolutely.
And so I'm not sad. I'm just tired because I was up all night with him again. And because he, you know, kept
it's time to go.
Yeah. He kept losing his faculties and I didn't. So I just, you know, and so God bless my Zeusie boy. And there you go. So what else do you guys want to talk about?
Well, sad note.
No, it's not a sad note. It doesn't have to be
no,
a sad
it's just
note.
Because emotional. Sad and
yes,
emotional don't have to be
love
the same
thing. Love is beautiful.
Right. It's
you
just
know?
Emotional.
It is. And so,
yeah.
But we've got David Essel on the show today. I can't wait. I love this guy. He is, he's an amazing guy. He's a counselor, author, life coach, and is the number one best-selling author, counselor, and master life coach, and an international speaker whose mission is to positively affect 1 million people or more every single day. I just love that.
That's awesome.
His work is also highly endorsed by the late Wayne Dyer, Chicken Soup for the Souls, Mark Victor Hansen, and Celebrity Jenny McCarthy says that David Essel is the new leader of the positive thinking movement, and I agree. We had a great rapport the last time he was on. I'm really looking forward to it.
So I have a Christmas party tonight that I'm hosting with my Bible study, and we're doing a Chinese gift exchange, and I thought...
Chinese gift exchange!
I know, we probably have... That's probably not PC anymore. We probably have to come up with a new name. Sometimes they call it white elephant, but that kind of means reused old gifts, you know. So this is new gifts. So any suggestions?
So why do they call it Chinese? So you're looking at me because you...
Well, you know, the only thing I can think is, you know, you used to have the thing where you did at stoplights, you would get out and switch doors.
Fire drill.
Yeah. So I don't know where it's like that because you're stealing gifts from people and, you know, it's where you open something and somebody can steal it and you can steal from other people.
The joke's on America.
Also called Yankee Swap, I believe.
Yankee swap? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're picking on Yankees and Chinese people. Okay. That's real nice.
I can deal with the Yankee. I just don't want to offend anybody. We can offend Yankees because we're thick-skinned.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was telling this story just the other day, and I've told this story on the air before. I'll tell it again, and you'll like this, Diamond. So when I first moved to Dallas, I'm from New York, okay? And I lived in Europe for a little while, and I lived on the West Coast for a little while before I came to Dallas. And so I got a job at an insurance company. I had three jobs. I worked at the El Capoco Bar. I worked at this insurance company, and then I worked at Pizza Patron, you know, running the business during the hours, you know, my former husband and I with the first store. And so anyway, I worked at this insurance company, and there was this girl, Melanie, who every single day I would come into work and she would say, "Hey, little Miss New York, how you doing today?" You know, and she was real, like, just Southern. In my face about it. Yeah. And I'd say, "I'm good, Melanie. How are you?" And she would say, "Fine," or whatever. But we ended up working together in the microfilm department. Okay, so I was a microfilmer. This was back when there was microfilming. You're like, "What is that?" And anyway, so I would just come to work every day and do my job. And I would actually jump rope on my lunch hour because I didn't have any money to go to a gym, but I wanted to stay fit and I needed to get that energy out because that's what kept me well. And so, anyway, so I would jump rope for like 30 minutes and then, you know, take, you know, like a little mini, what do you call it? Like kind of like a, you know, like
power nap,
like a hoe bath where you wipe your armpits, you know,
a hoe bath.
Yeah. What is that called?
I don't know. But so then I would go back to work. So anyway, a year of this, of her every single day saying, "Hey, Little Miss New York. Hey, Little Miss New York." And then one day, my supervisor pulled me into her office and said, "Hey, I'm going to make you the manager of the department because you're just, you know, you're very good and you watch stuff." And so anyway, so I came in. She's like, "Hey, Little Miss New York, how you doing today?" And I said, "Hey, you know, Melanie, you know what? Guess what they call a New Yorker after 1 year of being in Dallas, Texas?" And she said, "What?" And I said, "Boss."
That's
and
great.
Told her and said, "Yeah, so I'm your new boss." But I was never a jerk about it, you know. But it was kind of funny because, you know, back, you know, 25 years ago, when you came to Dallas and you were from New York, there was a lot of prejudice. Like, they didn't like people coming from New York. They really didn't.
Yeah.
Do you remember
that? Well, same with Massachusetts. I mean, you know, I have a story where my daughter ends up going to homecoming with the nephew of the guy I went to prom with in Massachusetts, which, like, small world. I won't get into all the details. It was kind of a cool story. But I'm like, you know, people from Massachusetts just don't move to Dallas. Unless they have to.
Unless
it's just not a thing, you know. So it was just odd to find someone from your little hometown in Natick, Massachusetts, who ends up not only in Dallas, Texas, but at the same school and has a son the same age as your daughter. And then, you know, they go to prom together. So that was kind of a cool thing. But
funny
there's just
stuff.
Not people who do that. You just don't move down here unless you have to for work, which is more, you know, Dallas is more metropolitan. So it happens more and more. But 20 years ago, it didn't happen, you know.
No, there wasn't. It just, I don't know. So, and Lexi and Aviana are too young to even remember that, so.
Yeah,
how old were you, like a year old? Maybe, no, you weren't even born. Neither one of you. In the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, 93.
93. Listen to that. And what about you, Aviana?
97.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Youngsters.
And Diamond, what about you?
My children's ages.
Sorry, what was the question?
What year were you born?
Oh, 87.
87.
Yes.
Okay, well, so you're a little bit older. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you remember. But we've got a really great show coming up today. Robin Perry Brown's going to be talking about successful changes of habits. And I love this subject because I gave my oldest daughter a speech this morning before she went to New York City this morning to go on a special birthday trip with her dad.
Cool.
I talked to her about the successful, you know, changes of habits, how habits can lead to really, you got to nip them in the bud.
Yeah.
You just really, and you have to be aware of what your habits are. And
That's
you
good.
Can have good and bad habits as long as they don't become extreme. You know, it's about it's about the middle ground. So,
right.
And I'm sure David Essel will agree. So thrilled to have him on the show today. And anybody else want to say anything before we go to break?
No, I'm
Any
excited
great stories?
To talk to David.
I know, I am too.
I do. I looked up the gift exchange, all the names for it.
Okay.
And it is, they have Chinese Gift Exchange, Yankee Swap, Dirty Santa, and still...
Dirty Santa.
Yeah, Dirty Santa.
I like that one. Yeah.
What does Dirty Santa do?
Oh, these are all the same exact
name. They're all
the
same. They're just...
And then it's called Switch, Steal, and Unwrap. So there is a ton of names
Switch,
for that.
Steal, wow. And Unwrap. Okay.
Switch, Steal, and Unwrap.
That's too...
That doesn't sound very nice.
Yeah. Well, you know, so, you know, I've been a Christian a long time, and so it's fun because, you know, Christians very often are too polite, and you always want people to think more highly of you than maybe you have inside. So this is like this one time where you have permission to, like, steal stuff.
Ooh,
you know.
I love swapping.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe
I mean,
you
swapping
can...
is kind. We steal.
But, you know, you pose an interesting question. And for those that don't know, Robin is a holistic counselor, and she's worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for 16 years. She's also an emotion code energy practitioner. I would ask you this question because it bothers me when someone has to tell you that they're a Christian. Not what you just did, but I'm saying, like, in general.
Right.
You know, if somebody has to tell you they're a Christian, why do they have to do that? If they're a Christian, shouldn't it, like, be unannounced?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think it, there's a
actions?
Lot of reasons. That's a good conversation to have. I think some of it is, like, these are my beliefs, and if you're interested in knowing more about it, I'm presenting that out there to you. So that would be a good reason. But I think, you know, in some cultures, I don't know. That's a good question. I we'd have to look at what their heart is. What's the motive of their heart? What's the intention?
Exactly.
Of saying I'm a
What's
Christian.
What's the motive of their heart? Yeah. And I'm going to say this. This is very controversial, too. This is a very controversial opening. But my dad used to say this. My dad used to say this all the time. If somebody has to tell you they're a Christian, hide your wallet. That's what he used to say. I swear to you. So,
well, unfortunately, I hate to say this coming from another state, but unfortunately, Dallas has a reputation of people who don't walk their talk. So I hate to say that, but that has a little bit of a reputation.
They're talkers
here.
And not walkers?
That's right.
All right.
So I'm here. Yeah, I agree with you.
All
right,
everyone.
Let your actions speak louder than your words. So.
Oh, my gosh. Did I just say all that?
Don't write us letters. It's Christmas. We want a vacation.
No, write us a letter. I'm always up. I'm always up for a good, you know, discussion.
Controversy. Okay.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got David Essel coming up. He is the author of his newest book, The Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, but this book will. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Let us go.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Guess what? Charlotte's Web has done it again with their new hemp-infused nourishing body cream and balm. Their thoughtful formulation features beneficial botanicals to help support skin health and beautification. With vitamin B5, aloe, coconut oil, arnica, and shea butter to calm dry, itchy skin and support skin revitalization. And of course, all of the ingredients are sustainably grown, non-GMO, preservative-free, gluten-free, cruelty-free, and packaged in BPA-free containers. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, it's Bernadette. It's cold and flu season, and Sun Warrior wants to help you keep your immune system strong. Sun Warrior Silver Immune Shield delivers microionic silver and 72-plus trace minerals to support the immune system naturally. The Immune Shield Complex is a fulvic acid complex produced in nature with loads of minerals to feed your immune system. Go to sunwarrior.com to get your Silver Immune Shield today. That's sunwarrior.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos. I've got Robin Perry Braun in studio, and I have David Essel on the line. He is a number one best-selling author, counselor, master life coach, and international speaker whose mission is to positively affect 1 million people or more every single day, regardless of their current circumstances. I love this man. David's work is also highly endorsed by the late Wayne Dyer, Chicken Soup for the Soul's Mark Victor Hansen, as well as many other celebrities and radio television networks from around the United States of America and the world. Celebrity Jenny McCarthy says that David Essel is the new leader of the positive thinking movement. I love this guy. David, how are you?
Oh, Bernadette, it's great to be back with you.
It's so good to have you on the show. And, you know, I really do love the fact, and I'm not just saying this, that your goal is to positively affect 1 million people or more every single day, regardless of their current circumstance.
Yeah, Bernadette, and we do it in 1,000 ways. You know, like you with radio, we have over 1,000 YouTube videos.
Wow.
On personal growth. There's just that we have 10 books out now, you know, New York Times bestsellers. And there's so many ways that we do it, but it's so important to have a massive goal and then to figure out how to accomplish it. And that's what we've done over the years. And as a matter of fact, the number that you read is now about 6 months old. We are now up to positively touching 2 million people a day.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. It's really amazing. And I can feel it genuinely from your heart. I say that I'm very good at feeling energy of people. And I know you're genuine. I just know you're genuine. And I appreciate it because we're all on this earth together. And you know, I love what we're talking about today, David, how to cope with loneliness during the holidays. This affects a lot of people very close to me. And I think it's an important subject. There's several people on my mind right now while I'm talking about this, and I actually hope that they're listening. You know, in your book, you talk about why positive thinking will never change your life. And I think this relates to this subject today because it's about perspective. Don't you agree?
Oh, well, if you think about it, Bernadette, this holiday season right now for millions of people around the U.S. and the world, it's the first time they may be without their mom or dad who passed away. It could be the first time they're not going to be with their kids because alternating holidays, the kids go with their ex-husband or wife. It could be they could be fresh out of a divorce or the ending of a relationship. They could be facing great depression anyway or anxiety, and the holidays exacerbates those two mental conditions. So there are millions upon millions of people in the United States right now that are suffering going into the holiday. And the other reason why it's so profoundly negative for so many people is because of something that we term mass consciousness. And that is that when you look around, everyone is portraying the perfect family. Oh, I'm going to go home and be with my family I love so much. There's Christmas movies and holiday movies on TV that are showing everyone having such a great time, the advertisements and everything. You know, this puts a lot of pressure on people who may not be in the best place to try to feel good at this time of year.
I agree. And, you know, I was at a holiday park here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area last night with my family, and it was astounding to me. And I just want to share this. So many people were taking pictures, and I was just observing them. And, you know, they'd break into their pose with their smile. And then as soon as the picture was completed, they went back to, like, just drudging around through this park. And I thought to myself, What is the point of all this? And I just, like I said, I spent like 2 hours observing people, and I left shaking my head.
It's tough. It's hard. You know, and for those people that are faking the smile and then, you know, have then going back into their real self, I mean, that's actually damaging to do. And I'm not telling people don't fake smiles. I'm just saying, let's really think about it this time of year. If you're not feeling the greatest, there are things that we can do to help lift our spirits. But I'm not going to tell people, Bernadette, and on your show, that just because it's the holiday season that we should all be in a great mood.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people with decent lives that are just really over the commercialization of the holidays. And some people who have great lives actually this time of year start to get a little down because they're following the footsteps that everyone thinks that they should do, maybe spending more money than they have.
Right.
Which after the holidays is going to create depression if it isn't there right now.
Well, and you even address money issues in your book. And I have to say, they're quite good. The advice that you give is excellent about money issues in your book. Positive thinking will never change your life, but this book will.
I know, and it's so funny title, isn't it? Like, you know, one of the things that I've been known for over the years, I mean, God, I was on Lifetime Television for years as a segment reporter, and my nickname there was Mr. Motivation. You know,
I so love it.
I'm this really positive guy, and I write this book, Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life. But the reality is that you can't think your way long-term through any negative emotion, Bernadette. You can't think your way through extreme weight loss if you need to lose a lot of weight, or if you have money problems, or you have relationship problems, or addiction problems. You cannot think your way through anything. If you were to do that, that would be called a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
But what we say in the book is the people that have overcome great depression or anxiety or financial challenges or health issues, those are the people who have decided to put the work into it to accomplish it. Your thoughts will only account for about 20% of your success in life.
You know what? I wrote down a quote out of your book with one of my questions here, and I wrote, I love the statement in your book that says you have to work your butt off to get what you want. That is so true, and that's really, it's about action. It's about doing things that are difficult during difficult times in order to persevere, right?
Oh, my gosh, that's the answer, and I'm glad you said this because a lot of hosts miss this. A lot of radio hosts, when I'm on the show, will say something like, it's all about taking action. No, that's incorrect. It's all about taking action that are uncomfortable steps mm-hmm. that lead us to success. You know, Bernadette, people can be busy. Like I, as a counselor and a life coach, I work with real estate agents. Oh my God, I have physicians who are my clients. And I say to them, if you want to be more successful, be busy. And people come in and go, oh my God, I'm putting in 12-hour days. But when I look at the action steps they're taking, they're on Facebook for 3 hours, for God's sake. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Like, come on, man. You know, we have to do steps that are uncomfortable to change our lives.
Well, and I wrote down another quote out of the book. Hard work through adversity creates momentum.
Oh, it is so true. You know, like when I tell people that the action steps that are uncomfortable that you take on a daily basis, going through the blocks and the walls in life, will give you the greatest attitude long-term in the world. I say that all the time. You know, it's the people that have overcome huge challenges oftentimes are the most optimistic, positive people. It's those individuals that were facing their demons, Bernadette, with mm-hmm. money or addiction or relationships. When they saw that they have the persistence and the perseverance asking for help to overcome challenges, they're going to come out the other side feeling so great about themselves.
Yep. That makes me think of J.J. Virgin, who used to be on the show, and Johnny Bowden as well. They're all friends. But J.J. Virgin, you have a little excerpt, she writes in the book about her ordeal that she went through, actually, and she went through it when she used to be on One Life Radio, when her son Grant was he was hit by a car and was nearly killed, and JJ took action to save his life through intentioning. And I think a lot of people don't understand what that really means, intentioning.
Well, you know, the two words that I use interchangeable are intentions or affirmations. Now, I believe they're both saying the same thing. You know, I am earning $1 million a year can be an intention and or an affirmation. But what JJ wrote in my book that was, and this is the reason I asked her to write in the book, is because I know she's a big fan of positive thinking. But this is what she did. She wrote that her intention was that her son Grant, after getting hit head on by an automobile, it was a hit and run. They never found the guy as far as I know. And he was flown. They thought he was going to be a vegetable. They didn't even think he was going to live, for God's sake.
Right.
Her intention was Grant will come out of this even in better physical and mental health than when he got hit by the car. Now, that's a pretty extreme intention for a kid that could have died.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but then she goes on, Bernadette, and she says the next thing. I was able to walk through walls because I had people holding me accountable.
Mm.
Friends that were texting me and calling me daily when I told them that I was going to do A, B, C, and D, that they held my feet to the fire to make sure I was doing the work that was so difficult. And you know, and that's the difference. And that's why JJ and other people who are in the book, they write these phenomenal stories about how they used action into the uncomfortable to go, like Ray Higdon, the story in the book, when we talk about money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he went as a single dad with two kids. He lost his home to foreclosure. And I met with him one session. I told him that he had the power because of his personality to make so much money if he found the right product to sell. 3 years later, he was making $50,000 a month. Today, he's making $1 million a month.
Wow. I love it. Yep. I love all these stories. Your book is full of like tremendous stories of overcoming adversity.
Oh, that's the whole point of the book, because when people can read that individuals have overcome challenges with their health or their money or addictions and in their relationships, we have a great story about a couple where there was an affair. And after working, doing the really hard work for a year with myself, they were able to create a marriage 10 times stronger than the 17 years they were married before the affair, Bernadette.
Wow, I love it. I love stories like that. So inspirational. Love having you on the show. Can't wait for you to come back. Say you'll come back.
Oh, Bernadette, I'm with you whenever you want me, honey.
All right. I can't wait to meet you, okay? I want to meet you.
We will, and we will have an absolute blast, I can tell that.
All right. Thank you so much, and happy holidays to you, David. Thank you again.
Okay, bye, Bernadette.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for calm and focus. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates crazy water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended. Giving me a little Van Morrison. I love that. You're going to have to play Into the Mystic now, too. Now you got my blood going. I don't know what it is about that man's voice. And just, I love Van Morrison. And, you know, I really everybody knows the song Brown Eyed Girl, but I never really discovered Van Morrison until a friend of mine mentioned his name. I'm like, oh, Van Morrison. And then I started, like, listening to his albums, you know, from, like, I guess, when was he real popular? In the 60s
Early
or 70s?
Yeah.
And Into the Mystic, oh my gosh. Like, I love that song. And I found out it's on Diamonds, one of her top 10 lists as well. And then I even got Aviana, like, digging it. She was playing it, like, 100 times in a row a couple of weeks ago when I turned her on to it. Have you listened to it yet, Lexi? You have not?
It's a classic.
What is wrong with you? Oh, yeah, you've been busy.
I've been
a little
busy.
She was busy. We won't go into it. Yeah, she was, you know, she was convalescing. So,
yes.
You know, tomorrow, I want to mention tomorrow we've got Ryan Lowry coming up, and I'm excited about this subject because I know everyone out there, you know, that's interested in nutrition or sports nutrition has been curious about collagen. You see it all over the place now. There's bone collagen,
yes.
Collagen this, collagen that, collagen. It's
does
everywhere.
It work?
And so we're gonna be talking about, you know, in this article actually it talks about the beginnings of a trend. I want to know if it's not just really a trend, though, and what it does for the body, because it says that it can reduce your risk of osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, and it's anti-aging. And so Ryan's going to tell us, you know, what to choose, how to use it, what to expect, and what collagen can do for you with Ryan Lowry, who's a regular on the show. And so we've got Robin Perry Braun in studio today, though, and I'm always thankful to have you in studio. Robin, you make my days easy. Easier when you're here because we have such great conversations. And so for those of you just now joining us, Robin Perry Braun is a holistic counselor who has worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for 16 years. She's also an emotion ode energy practitioner. An integrated life practitioner, author, ordained minister, speaker, and does Skype sessions all over the world. She uses quantum energy approach to address mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical problems. And today we're talking about successful changes of habits. So how do people be successful at making real changes? And, you know, New Year's is coming up. This is a popular time of year. People are thinking already about what am I going to do different? I've already heard it from several friends. This is what I'm going to do in 2018. So what do you say to them?
Well, let me throw one little thing in there I wanted to say, and that is, now I'm not a huge big thing on astrology, but because I see people all the time, there is something to be said for planetary alignment and stars and all that. And there's an unusual planetary alignment right now, and Mercury's in retrograde, which I kind of have an inside joke with my friend about that.
I've been hearing that a lot.
And so it is a time to be more emotional.
But people use it for an excuse?
They do. But there's some truth to it because I'm seeing it. They're going, I'm so emotional and I don't know why. And I found myself being more emotional the past couple of weeks. Not that I wouldn't cry when there's dog stories anyway, but just a little more emotional. And I just thought I would really throw that out to listeners because several of my clients have been so grateful that I've said, hey, look, you know, the effect of the movement of planets does affect our brain, you know, the moon, all that. It affects things. And while we're not supposed to look to those for, you know, like our guidance and our stars, there is some truth behind some of these things that go on. So,
well, emotions are so interesting. And you, as an emotion code energy practitioner, I mean, you think about emotions, people say keep your emotions in check. And that's a good thing, but also letting your emotions flow is a good thing.
Well, and America is the most shut down country in the world, in my opinion. And we're also the most addicted and anxious and depressed.
Absolutely.
And my thing is, cry when you feel like crying. Who cares who's watching? It's your life. It's your processing. You need to get those energies processed. And I actually think that most people who are really dramatic are not actually feeling their emotions. They're expressing energy, but it's not from their heart.
Mm, that's a great point.
Yeah. So if we really learned how to live in our heart and express from our heart and did it on a regular basis, I don't think we'd have anger explosions and all that, because we would be emotionally mature where we can actually process in a healthy way. So,
well, I think it's healthy to not let your emotions rule you, though.
Yes,
you can
absolutely
express your emotions and feel your emotions, but not let them rule you. Right before, while we were on break, I was saying, you know, talking about my dog Zeus that passed away just a few hours ago. I had to put him down. And, you know, someone said, I can't believe you're not more upset. Well, I am upset, but, and I'm sad, but, and I'll process it later.
Right.
I'll process it later when I'm all alone, when my body,
right,
and my mind allow
catch
me
up
to.
That's right.
You know, and it'll just come out when it comes out. I'll,
that's right,
you know, cry over the news or something. I don't know. But, you know, my kids joke at me because we were watching the movie Easy A. This was several years ago.
Yeah.
And I cried at the movie Easy A.
I'm sure.
And
I
they make
too.
They've made fun of me so many times. I can't even tell you. But when you feel it, you got to roll with it, right?
I know. And I used to laugh at the end of a long day with really tragic clients. I would sit down and watch Grey's Anatomy with my daughter and just sob through Grey's Anatomy. So
wow.
It was my cathartic show to watch to get rid of all the stuff I'd accumulated from the day from all my clients.
Interesting.
So.
Well, that means you're a good counselor because you're feeling it. And,
yeah,
and you've got compassion and empathy. But, you know, so more than 90% of the New Year's resolutions, I read this, don't work. Why not?
Well, so what we try to do is we are really wired to make changes in small increments. And that's why people try to do big changes. They go on a diet.
They get extreme.
Yeah, they go on a diet and they can do it for a period of time. And as soon as the diet's over, they go right back because they tried to make too big a change. And all day long, I'm coaching people on wellness and holistic things. And we really have to make small changes in small increments.
Right.
To stick to it. And we also have to have a reason to do it. So if I'm going to get you to drink more water, it's because, not just because you should, but I'm going to give you a reason that floats your boat. No pun intended.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give you a reason that says, you know, drinking more water will keep you from having arthritis, or it'll keep you from having heart disease, or it'll keep you from having any disease, or it'll help you lose weight.
Right.
So whatever your motivation is every day, when, like he was talking about last hour, doing the hard things, there's a period of time where it's hard to drink as much water as you're supposed to.
But it really does get rid of arthritis. And people, it does. Dr. Batmahara, I can't think of his name, but you know the famous water book of the guy I'm talking about. And he was found in a, how did he, he was a doctor. And then wasn't he a prisoner of war or something? But he didn't get killed, I think, because he had so much knowledge about the human body and that people found him so fascinating and he was able to cure so many diseases. He said at the core of so much disease is simply hydration or dehydration.
I'm telling you, if America stopped eating white sugar or corn syrup or any sugar chemical and drank enough water for their body weight, we would, I mean, I can't quote a percentage, but the amount of disease, the shift would be noticeable.
Well, and I'm reading the book Big Chicken right now, along with some other really great books. In fact, Marion McKenna, this is a story about the incredible story of how antibiotics created modern agriculture and changed the way the world eats. And I might add, based on everything that I've read, and I'm probably being a little outlandish to say this, but I think a huge percentage of the disease in this country is directly related to the overuse of antibiotics.
Absolutely.
I mean, it
destroys the gut.
It destroys your immune system.
Well, your immune system.
And
is
I think it's directly related to all the increased cancers.
Absolutely. We could talk about that for
forever,
days.
Forever.
Yeah. There's lots of.
Okay. So let's talk about how to change our habits.
So, you know, imagine that in your brain, neural pathways look like little branches of a growing tree, and they connect to each other and they form new branches and then they branch off with new branches. And so there's this process of being developed. And as life is given to those new neural pathways, the old ones stop getting used and they wither away and die. Okay. So they become, when we stop using certain thoughts or processes, those they wither up, they die. They become
extinct.
Kind of
like if you don't use it, you lose it, no matter what it is.
Right. So one of the ways we really have to do is to just little by little plot out what is our ultimate goal to make a change. And let's just say it's a long-term weight loss versus a diet. I'm going to use that one because that's what 80% of America's New Year resolution is going to be, to lose weight. So, you know, first we're going to get some coaching on what does that look like. And really what we really want to do is a lifestyle change. So just the two things I said with the water and the sugar, you know, is, okay, how do I start with one? And usually the normal is 21 to 30 days to kind of establish a new habit.
Wow. I can't wait to talk about this. I'm distracted because Diamond just played another one of my all-time favorite songs. She's killing me on the music. I love the song.
Go Diamond.
So I'm just going to let it roll. I gotta hear her voice. Not Diamonds, but oh my gosh. My brain.
Your voice is great too, Diamond.
Not Aretha Franklin. This is Gladys Knight.
Gladys Knight.
Okay, let's let it roll. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
The world he left behind not so long ago. He's leaving.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com. Constipated? Bloated? Ugh, that's the worst feeling. Get things moving with Good Move capsules from the makers of Squatty Potty. Good Move capsules are formulated with only the finest ingredients like organic herbs, probiotics, and digestive enzymes. So get your colon healthy and make a good move. Happy colon, happy life. Go to squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com. So you get the full impact.
Also younger than the sun.
Got to hear the high note.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was one as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic.
Here we go.
And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I want to hear it.
Love that. Oh my gosh. Is it killing everybody else out there? I just love it. I mean, of course, we have the great sound here in studio, but welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, and Robin Perry Brom. We're talking about successful changes of habits with the upcoming new year. More than 90% of new year resolutions don't work. And, you know, I have to add this, because when you were making the comments earlier about people, you know, they, what was it you said that they give up too soon? Or they become, you didn't say impatient, but that's what I think. People become impatient. They want everything now. Right. They want it instantly. We've become this society of instant gratitude. And I can tell you from my own personal experience, from building companies, you know, it takes slow, natural growth, creates a very strong foundation, and ultimately success. And you only get that through patience, perseverance, and hard work.
No, and let me repeat that the way our brains are wired and our soul and energy is wired is we make shifts in small increments. And we're actually, we can't sustain a radical shift. It can even cause like a psychotic break to try to shift radically. Yeah. And so we're just not really wired to do it. And so we really have to realize that the best thing to do is have a long-term goal, make the shift in a small increment until it becomes a habit. And one thing I want to add, which has to do with attraction and manifestation, is that part of what you want to do is use your imagination. They did a study where they connected electrodes to a brain or scan, and they found out that the same neural pathways, the same neurons fire when you are experiencing something as when you're fully engaging in your imagination.
Wow.
So part of manifesting anything is to fully engage, including your emotions. So let's go back to the weight loss thing. So part of this process is each step along the way, you want to visualize yourself, including your emotions. So it's not just a brain activity. Successfully mastering each one of those steps. So if you see it in your mind, you engage in your imagination, you imagine, engage in it as if it's really occurring, and it makes you feel good. You have to dial up a good emotion. You have to create a good emotion. So even something simple as drinking enough water every day. Mm-hmm. When we engage then in this imagination that I'm successful at hydrating every day easily, and it feels good because I know it's good for me or it's better, or cutting out sugar. Now, that's a negative. That's something we're taking out and not adding in. But even just imagining, using your imagination, eating healthy, eating clean food, eating good food, and then feeling good while you're doing it and engaging your imagination will help those neural pathways actually form. Mm-hmm. Because our imagination, just engaging in the imagination is forming neurons. So it's another way to kind of help the process become more successful.
Well, and you're making me think of a lot of different things. A famous quote, what the mind can imagine, the hand can create.
Right.
When you were talking about, you know, habits, I was thinking about food with children. What they're exposed to is what they become conditioned to, and what they ultimately will find familiar and crave.
Yeah.
Broccoli, you put, you know, I'm going to go a little, you know, nutrition or, you know, cooking here for a moment. You know, it doesn't have to be difficult. And a lot of people don't cook anymore, and it's not that simple. You can steam broccoli and put some good grass-fed butter on it, you know, and a little bit of salt and pepper, and it's amazing, or green beans, or even put, you know, with the broccoli, put some Parmesan Reggiano and steam it on top after you've, you know, taken the water off, of course. Green beans with lemon and butter, and just a little bit of sea salt and pepper, things that add so much nutritional value to help your brain to get in a place where you can execute your resolutions because you've got the nutrients that you need as well.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is that most people who eat clean, it becomes very easy because as your body detoxes from the bad stuff, you have very low tolerance. I can't eat a lot of white sugar because it just makes me feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, your taste buds change. So a lot of stuff is just way too sweet. I just don't enjoy it either.
Well, we're getting ready to embark on a sugar ride for the next couple of weeks between the alcohol and the cookies.
Yep.
I mean, I'm getting ready to bake cookies for the next couple of days. But, you know, I kind of mix it up with xylitol and stevia.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm not getting as much sugar.
Yeah.
But, you know, be careful with the xylitol around
too
the animals.
Much.
Don't give your animals cookies with xylitol.
And some people can affect your intestinal.
Yeah, it makes you can have a lot of gas basically.
Yeah.
Yes,
love it.
But so, you know, so what can we do to reinforce our thinking and not just our behavior?
Well, you know, I just had a thought about a lot of people will do a Whole 30, like the first month of the year. And Whole 30 is tough. It's radical.
What is the whole 30 refresh?
It's a 30 day.
I have a friend who just did it.
Yeah. It's really? A 30 day food plan where you eliminate all dairy and all carbs, and you basically eat. You can eat fruit though, right? Fruit, vegetables.
Small amounts of fruit.
Whole foods. Foods that come from the earth. And
what
you
about
can eat
wine?
Meat.
Jesus drank wine.
I think wine may
I don't think
not
you're supposed
be on
to eat
a diet.
Or
you
drink
eliminate
alcohol at
sugar,
all.
Alcohol, grains, mm-hmm. legumes, soy, and
oh,
dairy
great.
From the diet.
Yeah. Kill me now.
Yeah, but it's for 30 days. But you know, here's the thing. Your body moves into a detox when you start, you know, getting, and detoxing can make you not feel good initially, but overall it's so important that we detox. It's so good for us. And I think a lot of people after Whole 30, if their intention is to change their lifestyle, it's easier for them then to make some more permanent changes about what their foods will be. And it's a good feeling. It's a good accomplishment. It's not going to rewire your brain, though, mm-hmm. but it's going to help you get where you may be toxin-wise, where you're not craving the bad foods, mm-hmm. to then go, okay, I really like the way I feel, and I think I'm going to now not eat sugar, and what are some good substitutes?
I just don't
now?
Think deprivation when it comes to food is something that's conducive
see,
that's to success.
But that's a perspective. See, I see sugar as poison. Now, I like sugar. I like sweets. But I still view it as a toxin. So when I know when I eat it, I eat it in very small amounts.
Right, that's what
times
I'm saying. I had a chunk of a milk chocolate bar last night. It was amazing.
Yeah.
But I had one chunk.
Right.
You know, one little square. And
so,
I enjoyed it while I had
so
it.
So my perspective is not I'm depriving myself. My perspective is I'm taking care of myself. So it's really about perspective. I want to live long. I'm 52. I don't take any medications. I am healthier than most of my friends who are 10 and 20 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's awesome.
It is awesome.
And I'm grateful to be able to be at this place because I've done it for a long time. But I'm just saying that it's a lifestyle for me. Plus, I have to practice what I preach. That's part of my, you know, my thing. I have to do what I tell other people to do.
Well, speaking of that, accountability.
Accountability. That's
okay.
Right.
Let's talk about that.
Well, I think everything, and we were talking about that last segment, is that, you know, when you know you have a weakness in an area, you ask for help. You go, hey, I'm doing this Whole 30, and man, I know I'm going to cave. Can you just, can you like hold my feet to the fire is the word he's using, you know, can you hold my feet to the fire and say, hey, how are you doing today? Are you wanting to quit? Are, you know, how, what you got planned for your diet tomorrow? You know, 12 step, what do? You have a sponsor and you call them when you're thinking of drinking, you know, mm-hmm. it's just accountability is a fabulous way to get through the hard parts mm-hmm. as you're reprogramming neural pathways.
But don't you think when you're depriving yourself of one thing, you become addicted to something else?
Well, only if it's an addiction, period. If you've got addiction going on, then you need to get to the root of that.
Kind of an addiction, and I know I feel like there's a lot of things I'm addicted to, but I just mix them up, so I'm never any extremely
so
addicted to
anything. So
that's
a good question. So let's go back to sugar. Sugar affects your brain chemistry, so does alcohol. So your brain's trying to stay at homeostasis all the time. So you find things that are more naturally adapted to the way your brain is wired to keep it at homeostasis. Exercise, again, just healthy things that come from the earth can work better because they don't have a downside or a side effect of sugar and alcohol. Mm-hmm. So that would be two things. But no, I don't believe we have to be addicted to anything. I think that if we're working on a wellness plan and a holistic plan of our lifestyle, we address our addictions as something that we want to get to the root of because I do believe there are roots to it.
Mm-hmm.
But
absolutely.
Yes, substances can be addictive, period. And you just stay, you know, if you have a problem with alcohol addiction or it's in your family line, don't drink. Find something else that does
to get addicted
for you.
To.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Well, something else that's natural, that's not got a negative
right.
effect on your
yeah but
you.
I just think if you're I don't know we'll have to talk about
yeah,
it next time.
We will.
We're almost out of time. Thank you so much, Robin. Thank you everybody for listening. Do you know that you can listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn? You can go to our website oneliferadio.com to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iheartmedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsor, because they bring this programming to you. Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, Squatty Potty, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, Sun Warrior, and Paleo Magazine. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.